Why starships cannot be seen. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 2, 2025. Today, I will address a subject I am quite sure no one in my group has ever discussed. Even though there are so many starships parked in low, medium, and high orbit around Earth, people mostly cannot see them. I say, mostly, because as I explained in previous videos, some people have been able to see them and even photograph them. I am not talking about UFOs here, those which are seen while moving through the Earth's atmosphere and at a low altitude. I am talking about all the super large crafts which are outside the atmosphere and who vary in altitude from about 100 kilometers above sea level to 500,000 kilometers, which is the highest orbital altitude accepted by the Galactic Federation as Earth's airspace, or Earth's space. Outside that orbital altitude, space is considered to be interplanetary. Here I am rounding up the numbers a little bit so you understand them, as the Galactic Federation does not use kilometers or miles to measure small distances. A word about those photographs, they are much enhanced from very small telescope images, and the shapes do not fully correspond to the ones of the starships in question, as what you see in them is only the lit-up areas where the sun is hitting their hulls directly. But then the big question comes up, why most of the human population cannot see them, even with very good optical equipment? First of all, let's move out of the way of all the Earth's socially accepted scientific excuses which in this case are not based on science, and more on conserving the matrix as it is, imposing lies which supposedly have scientific fundament. What I mean is that governments know about the existence of all those non-human large starships, parked in Earth's orbit, which on average are around 1,000 at any time. What we have detected, and this is still a theory, yet an educated one, is that governments and their space agencies have installed websites so the public can see and monitor all the near-Earth artificial objects that exist, which are mostly space junk, parts of old rockets, out-of-service satellites, and fragments of just about anything humankind has sent into space since Sputnik in 1957. This way, the public is a little more satisfied with the idea that they know what is factual and how reality works, yet always following what the cabal and its matrix dictates. This means that those websites are just another form of manipulation, and of making people believe that there is nothing outside in space but garbage. Don't get me wrong, there is a lot of junk floating around, but we are quite convinced that what those websites that monitor space junk are actually monitoring are non-human spacecraft. This way, if someone sees something unusual in space, the authorities can quickly bring up an adequate excuse, such as claiming that what this or that person actually saw was the remains of a burnt-out rocket stage from a Russian Soyuz spacecraft, for example. Even though I am quite convinced that those fall to Earth rather quickly, but you get my point. Established space agencies will never tell the people the truth, or it would make their cherished matrix crumble. Moving away from that angle of the problem, there are other factors which explain why large parked starships in Earth's orbit cannot be seen, or easily seen. One of those factors is simple optics and physics, because the average size of any of the roughly 1,000 starships in Earth's orbit at any time is 2 kilometers, and a 2-kilometer starship is very, very small when it is in a medium to high orbit. Therefore, it is very difficult to aim a competent telescope at them. Contrary to observing a faint faraway star which is as static as it can be, taking into account the Earth's rotation, what makes parked starships even more difficult to see is that they are all moving at high speed, because they are orbiting, therefore not stationary, so you have a very small object, which is also moving very fast, therefore it is very difficult to see, and very hard to aim at with a good telescope. About telescopes, I was told that the minimum capacity required to see a starship orbiting at any altitude is 10,000 times magnification or better. I was told this, so I have no way of knowing if this information is accurate or not. But besides needing a 10,000 times magnification telescope, it must also be equipped with a highly advanced computerized object tracking system, or it will be impossible to aim it at a moving object. All right, all this I said above applies to high orbital altitude starships, but what about low Earth orbit ones, like my fleet? We are indeed quite close to Earth. Although starships in a low orbit are closer and, therefore, must be easier to see, there is another problem which compensates for closeness, making them as difficult to observe as high-orbiting starships. That added problem is speed, because any starship, or any object for that matter, needs to orbit faster the closer it is to the object it is orbiting, or else it will simply fall and crash onto it. The closer to the surface an object is, the more speed it needs to maintain its orbit, as calculated by its mass, centrifugal force, and gravity. So yes, a starship close to Earth should be easier to see, but the problem is that it is traveling extremely fast. Using my fleet, for example, we are moving at an average of 8 km per second, which is roughly 67 football fields, every single second, or 4,020 of them every minute, which translates to 28,800 km per hour, or roughly 23.3 times the speed of sound, or Mach 23.3. A bird flying that fast is hard to catch. But even moving at such a high rate of orbital speed, low-orbiting large spacecraft should be able to be seen, not easily, but it should be possible. I have been talking about this subject and problem with my Tejetan CIC friends here, as we all strongly suspected something else may be preventing people from seeing so many ships in Earth's orbit. We first speculated that the Van Allen radiation belts may have something to do with this, yet my fleet is officially orbiting under those belts, so we decided to send two SU-6 fighters to research radiation indexes, and the frequency vibration they are at, especially in the Earth's atmosphere, specifically in the ionosphere, and how that would affect optics and observing orbiting starships. What we found is that indeed there are several layers of radiation bubbles covering the planet, and at various high altitudes classified as suborbital, but what our Tejetan fighter pilot friends, Alexa, Aiden, Tarel, and Amikleth found out was more interesting. As they flew their fighter-class SU-6 starships at various altitudes, during the day and night, testing our theories, they found out that from a lower altitude, objects in space progressively disappeared, and as they gained altitude again, they became visible once more, and this was beyond what would be expected by simple atmospheric phenomena, like refraction, or because of the simple fact that any atmosphere will impair visibility simply because of its density, because of sun glare. For example, what we found out is that the hologram extends to the entire firmament as observed from any point on the surface of the Earth. This means that the hologram also covers the stars and any other object in space, artificially cleaning or removing any unwanted object that may be potentially dangerous for the integrity of the Galactic Federation's cherished matrix on Earth. I know this sounds very out there for most people who haven't seen the facts before, as my CIC friends and I were saying just yesterday, the hologram which uses or potentiates the Van Allen radiation belts was set in place when the matrix of Earth was created, from the very start and with the very purpose of hiding all the objects outside such a matrix. Although all this needs more research, the conclusion we arrived at, is that the hologram seems to place an illusory image of space outside Earth, which is accurate, yet edited by their frequency and vibration technology, thus protecting the matrix on Earth and its belief systems. We can detect that the hologram bounces off the Van Allen radiation belts to create an image of space even when the moon is on the other side of the planet, for example during a new moon. We do not know exactly how this is done, and what other factors are intervening here, not letting anyone on the surface see parked starships, yet this technological veil is not perfect, as some people have indeed observed and even filmed and photographed parked starships. Being and living up here does not mean that we can know everything, especially because we are also inside another illusory matrix, one which contains Earths, because the powers that be, the Galactic Federation, also gives us as much load of official version, bullshit, as it does to you on the surface. And pardon my language, I needed to express some spice here. But we now understand what is going on, and it is an artificial frequency vibration veil that has a lot to do with the Van Allen belts and with holograms. By the way, the Van Allen radiation belts, which we detect to have smaller variants as low as the ionosphere, are what many flat globus call the dome. So strictly speaking, that dome is what is preventing the people from seeing what is outside, all except for the vast emptiness of space, which is what the controllers of Earth want you to see and not one bit more. I know all this is hard to swallow, and it is for me as well. We will continue to research this subject, but the conclusions so far are quite solid. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.